Good evening. Welcome to Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and today, where I am in the central U.S., it is August 15th, 2019. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at drdralexanderlloyd.com. So welcome. Today we want to answer questions that might be in the way of you using the healing codes or their products effectively. We want to share our experiences and find ways to help each other and to move any obstacles that are in our way of actually doing the work for ourselves. So your questions are important, and in a few moments I will tell you how to share those questions with me. Right now, I'd like to read our disclaimer before we begin. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The healing codes and trilogy and other Dr. Alexander Lloyd products are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes, however, and other products deal with issues of the heart, and it's on those spiritual issues that will focus our attention. So, welcome to the call. I am glad you're here. I just got a notice that there's a tornado watch for Eastern Kansas, so I'll pay attention. You will too, Candy, I think. Maybe that doesn't reach to you, Patricia, and others that are farther out from our Middle Kansas territory here. Okay. So let's begin by doing the trilogy process, the basic trilogy process together, and I will give very little direction. We'll just go through it. So, first, get yourself here. Bring your mind, your thoughts from what you were doing before when you were rushing to get here, or what you had to finish up, or what you were thinking about, or what you have to do after we're done, or have to think about for tomorrow. Bring everything, all of that, under control, and put your thoughts here with us who want to learn to heal ourselves, want to learn to reduce our stress so that our bodies can use the power in them for healing like they're meant to do. So, deep breath in and out. And do a scan and see where there might be some tension or tightness or pain or pressure or whatever kind of discomfort it might be in your body. We're not going to do a code specifically for that, but we'd like to see if it eases while we're doing this general trilogy code. Okay. So we're going to begin with the tapping portion one. Ready to join me? We're going to tap at the inner eyebrow. We're asking that the energy pathways in our body be opened for this process. And the outer eyebrow near the temple, and then under the eye, upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone near the midline, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, on the hand, now the thumb, near the thumbnail, closest to your body. Index finger, middle finger, on the outside of the pinky, and then at the karate spot, that soft spot on the side of your hand. So, okay. Now, 9G, back of the hand, between the ring finger and the pinky. Eyes open, closed, open. Now hold your head still and move your eyes down left, down right, up and over to the down left position, and back up and over to the down right position. Okay. Now let's begin the healing code portion. Both hands bridge, and we ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories that are in the way or that are related to the issue in our hearts tonight, and that you can put that in this blank. Both hands, Adam's apple. Be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and selves. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now from the healing codes, 2, left hand palm on the base of the skull, right hand palm on the forehead. And switch, left-hand palm on the forehead and right-hand palm at the base of the skull. Both hands, lower belly. Put your thumbs about your navel. Let your hands fall. I want to go through that again, the healing codes portion, so let's do that. Both hands bridge. Both hands Adam's apple. I'm focusing more on my breathing this time. Breathing from the diaphragm, both hands, jaws, both hands, temples, left palm, base of the skull, right palm, forehead. Switch. Both hands, low belly. Now, move your hands down to the base of your torso, and let's ask that this river of energy that flows, and we're going to move up through the energy centers, this river of energy that's filled with the love and light and life of God, be powerful and abundant and flow through balanced and open energy centers and right up the midline. up and over the forehead, the crown, to the base of the skull. Back to the base of the torso. Come again. Go slower this time and stop when you need to, if there's a place that needs extra attention. A tightness. I feel, and I've described it this way before, I feel like sometimes I'm pushing a bubble. And when I push that bubble to a certain place, it gets uncomfortable, and I have to wait there and let it dissipate. I'm actually not pushing a bubble. That's just what the energy feels like to me. It's how my body indicates to me that I should stop in that place. Your body may do it completely differently. Okay, now I'm going up forehead, crown, base of the skull. I'm going to do it one more time pretty quickly, just as a kind of putting the frosting on the top. Kind of a touch of love. Okay. Relax. Deep breath in and out. I have to breathe out first. And do that scan again and see if there's anything different in your body. Release of tension or relaxation of pain or just a feeling of more nearly a feeling of well-being. Okay. Thank you for joining me in that exercise. All right. I will appreciate your questions. We do have a couple of questions that have been submitted, so I think I'll get to those first, and then we'll open it for those who are on the call. And if you have a question you'd like to raise your hand so I can see you, you can do that by pressing star 2 or typing into the chat box if you're online. Okay. So, let me just get these questions where I can see them here. Okay. This questioner says, I've been diagnosed with hormonal breast cancer, and gives the specifics of that. I have been told that the healing codes can turn off my hormones, which is good for this type of cancer. I'm 57. Thank you. Okay. Well, let me just read again a portion of our disclaimer. Okay. The healing codes and trilogy are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. If you have a condition that needs medical attention, you should seek out a trusted medical professional. We're going to deal with issues of the heart. So let's talk about how dealing with issues of the heart might help this person. The second question I think we can almost answer at the same time, so I'm going to go ahead and read it. It says, Dear family, is it enough to heal all kinds of illness following the code of the book, or is there a special code for different kinds of illnesses or problems? So let me just talk to all of that, all here together. The healing codes do not heal disease. The healing codes, in their testing with the heart rate variability test, were shown to reduce stress in the autonomic nervous system in our bodies. In doing that, it brings that system into balance and allows the body more of its own energy to use to heal itself. So, I would suggest that the healing codes do not turn off hormones. If your body needs to turn off hormones and is being hampered by being stressed, then healing codes can help reduce that stress and allow your body to do what it needs to do to help you heal. The healing codes in the book, for the second question, the healing code in the book, we call that the universal code, or it's called the healing code since the book came out 10 years ago or whenever that was. That code is a general code, and it is good for a lot of things, and we've had amazing testimonials about what people have experienced in using that code. So I don't want to diminish it in any way, but I do want to say it is not the most specific code we have. There's another, the next level of coding would be our Healing Codes program, which has 24 codes, two codes for each category: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, self-control, and the inhibitors, unforgiveness, harmful actions, and unhealthy beliefs, or whatever it is. those categories each have two codes to go with them, and there's a lot of information in that program that's available online for to talk about what body systems might be most affected positively by doing codes, doing those particular categories of codes. So that's a little more specific. We still don't say the healing codes heal any physical issues. We say that sometimes love issues show up in this way. Sometimes joy issues show up in this way. Sometimes peace issues show up in this other way, or patience issues. So there's information there that can help. So that can help you. The next thing, the next level is a group code like Dr. Alex does on the various Tuesday nights when he does a custom guided code for the group that is there. That's the next level of specificity and would be the next most powerful coding that you could get, next most specific kind of coding you could get for your issue. And again, we're talking about issues being heart issues, not specifically physical issues. And then the most specific would be to get custom coding by a coach one-on-one, and that's available too at dralexanderlloyd.com. And you can find the coaches there listed, and you can contact them directly if you want, or you can go through dralexanderlloyd.com and request or purchase coaching. So that's the levels of specificity and their order. The universal code is the least specific, but a very powerful code for lots of things, and we've had lots of excellent response with it. And then moving on through to the very most specific, which is get a code from a coach for right now, for you, for this particular thing. So that's how that goes. So, again, codes are not for disease. Codes are for the heart issues related to whatever might be going on in our bodies, and reducing the stress in our body so that our body can do what it needs to do. So I hope that's helpful. I would encourage everyone to use it. Reducing stress is the most important thing we can do for our healing, because unless we reduce stress, none of the other stuff can work very well. It helps everything else we do to work better. If we're having to take medication, or if we're having to do exercises or therapies or whatever it is that we need to do for ourselves physically, or eat particular things or not eat particular things or whatever those things are, if we can reduce our stress around that, then that helps everything work better and can allow our bodies to heal themselves almost miraculously. Okay, so I hope that's helpful to those who ask those questions. Now, for those who are online with us, please type in the chat box or raise your hand by pressing star 2, and we'll get to your questions or comments this evening. Okay, I don't know if Linda mentioned last week. No, I was on last week, wasn't I? Never mind, Linda didn't mention anything. Linda was supposed to be on tonight, but she has had something come up and she needed me to switch with her, so I did. So I'll be here tonight, and she'll be planning to be with you next week. So in case you missed her, that's the deal. All right. Okay, thank you, Patricia.
It's me. Am I unmuted?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Thanks. All right. A lot has changed since the last time I called this program, which was not that long ago. But
no, really.
I was ready to retire. I really thought that. Mm-hmm. I had it all planned, and anyway, the day I went back from my 2 weeks of vacation, which followed my 4 weeks of using my sick time off, I saw how swamped my colleague was, and I realized I really felt that I needed to help catch up, which was fine, but I also realized that I need to help train my replacement, which my boss actually did find somebody. But the thing is, in the kind of job I have the option to stick around. Even if I do train somebody to do what I'm doing, they'll find something else. They have work in the unit. And my boss is so nice. She's so good and flexible. She said, I don't want to put any pressure on you, Patricia. Whatever, if you want to stay, we're grateful for you to help catch up with and train the new person, but you don't have to. We'll make it work, whatever happens, whatever you want to do. And I couldn't have a request a better, kinder boss or a better situation. And as far as that goes, however, I felt very useful, like the first half hour of being there, and I was grateful. I thought, wow, I could stay here. I'll stay here. And then I started thinking about how nice it would be to have a bigger pension if I stay more. And the whole thing looked like I was going to maybe stick around indefinitely. And then a few hours into the whole thing, and then certainly a couple of days, I'm realizing why I really needed that time off. It wasn't just to, you know, to use the sick days because my back was hurting. It was because I couldn't stand being there anymore. And and that's kind of what it is again. And but now I did calculate. You can go into this retirement benefits calculator they have on the computer, and I'm realizing I don't have enough to live off if I retire now. I'd have to figure something else out, mm-hmm. And that's a little risky. And I don't think I have the courage to retire, and yet it is so unpalatable. I'm not sure. Is there a code for this? I don't know what to do.
I'm sure there is. That's what, yeah. Because when we get in stress like that, then we only see one or two options. We don't see the whole menu of options. So taking the stress out of it helps us see the menu of options. And I would wonder if there might be an option that would be a part-time option where you are.
Well, the thing is, I thought of that too. And I even thought of looking for different city jobs. The thing is, if you make less money, it's not that the pension money you've earned so far, it stays status quo or it just goes up a little. It isn't like that. It actually goes down because they calculate
on your
pension
on your
based on your last 5 years of service. And it's called final average salary.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I found that out at the meeting this week. I actually went through with having the meeting with the gentleman in human resources to discuss the retirement. I told him right off the bat I'm not going to do it right away after all, but at least I got to ask a lot of questions and I learned a lot more, and I realized I wasn't ready because I was not armed with all the information, and now I have more, which is good, very good that I have this much more information. But it's really not easy to retire from the city because it's you need a course, you need a college degree to just figure out how to do the thing.
Yeah,
it's like so complex. There's so many steps to it. You have to be a genius practically, and you certainly have to have the energy to go to these different seminars and find out all these things. And I didn't before, but at least I'm finding
now,
out.
Now you're rested things. Up, and now you're able to tackle
a
little better.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm finding
more good.
Stuff.
And I would just encourage you to keep your eyes open for another part-time job somewhere else outside the city, so that you could. You know, maybe at the library or maybe at the, you know, I don't know how all that stuff's organized where you are, but maybe it would be something where you would be outside that system but still use the skills that you've picked up there, and which I know are administrative organizational type skills could be valuable any number of places. So maybe there would be a part-time place somewhere else. So I would just keep my eyes open and keep your mouth going to other people around and see what might show up.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if I have the courage to not work full-time, because if I stay even 3 more years with the city full-time, then my pension will be, I'd be able to manage a lot better than if it goes, if I retire from the city service now, or if which was what I would have to do to get a part-time job elsewhere. So
okay.
I would have the courage.
Okay, so I would do a code for peace.
Yeah.
Right? And for allowing information, allowing all the information to come to you so that you can see it clearly. And I don't know what category that might be in, but, you know, there's a little bit of fear involved there with.
Yeah,
and you've gotten over a lot of it. I can hear a lot of difference in your voice from when you're talking about it now than it was several months ago. So I'm glad for that.
Oh, but, thanks.
But I would focus on peace in this set of circumstances and clarity, peace and clarity.
Okay.
And then, courage to stay. You're going to need courage to do either one, right? Because you know what the difficulties are with staying and what that's going to cost you and how that's going to be. So you're going to need courage to do either one.
Or any of the above. Well, I need courage to feel that I don't have to depend on that money, to know that, you know, God is my source. It shouldn't really be dependent on this particular source. God is the source of your... So I need the courage to go with that, because I really feel in my soul that this is soul-crushing. It really is to be there. So it wouldn't take courage to stay. It would take courage to go, and it would take... I don't know what it would take to stay. Real idiocy. It's almost as if God is telling me, this is not for you right now. I feel like it's like nothing for me there. Except, of course, you know, the carrot in front with the stick is the salary and the pension.
Yeah.
So I will use the peace category. I have actually, in the last couple of weeks, I've started the whole cycle of the codes with unforgiveness, the whole beginning, and I skipped over to peace a couple of times because I needed it so badly. And I right now I'm up to joy, and now the next logical one is peace. Mm-hmm. So I will definitely use that. So, and I'll also read the directions on all of them to see if there is anything for clarity.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Which that might be, but I think it would be fine just to put it in the
prayer
in the blank
peace.
And do whatever code you're doing.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Can I ask you, you know, I know that you can put names in the, you can code for others in the regular healing codes. Now, when you're doing the healing codes too, in those 5 positions that they list, does it make sense to include others in those as well?
Sure. Yes. You can.
Oh, good.
I think the only thing, and I talked to somebody the other day, in fact, I think it was last week, the lady asked me about doing memory engineering for someone else.
Yeah,
and I think maybe that's about the only one that we can't really do for someone else.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that call, yes.
Yeah. So otherwise, I think we can do most of these things either as proxy, you know, saying we're doing it as them, or we're doing it and then we're sending the benefit of that doing to them.
Now, another thing, it comes into my consciousness, my life, that I hear about all these different people with all these different needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do make a list of names, and I put them into my code. And is that okay? It's not like watered down, or is it?
Well,
no,
I don't think it's watered down.
There's,
No,
I can't code individually for each one. There's so many people that I hear about who have needs.
Right. That's right. I don't think you need to worry about that. You do your own coding for yourself separately, too, sometimes, don't you?
Well, actually, the needs have seemed so dire for others that I just lump us all together. Because there's only so much coding I can do. I mean, I spend a substantial time. I like to code a generous amount of time. But in those codes, I just put as myself. I don't even know if I always say my name, because I assume that it will give me the benefit, but then I...
Yes, it will, because you're the conduit.
Yeah, yeah. Right,
so
right.
It affects you as it goes through, yeah. I believe that's true.
Yeah, so we do what we can.
Yes,
thanks.
We do. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate your question.
Thank you for your answers.
I'm not sure I should do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I have on this call tonight just two people besides myself. And these are the same two people who are here every week. And I'm going to open all the lines so we can all talk without your microphones open now, both of you.
Oh, hi. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Patricia. I was going to say to you, now, I don't know, I know you're a very smart, intelligent person, and I love your voice, and I just want to encourage you. It might do you well to, I haven't been in your situation. I don't want to pretend to be, because my whole situation is different in life, but one thing you might do is you might sit down and kind of write out your pros and cons of should you stay or not stay.
Yeah.
And maybe kind of weigh out your salary benefits. You know, would it be worth me staying, or would it be worth me sacrificing? You know, like you said, if, you know, when you put God, I mean, I believe like you, when you put God 100% first, he'll meet your every need. And with that in mind, you know, that may be the way for you to go and find something that would make you, you know, less stressful situation, but use the, you know, the working skills that God has brushed you with. That might be an avenue for you to think about, too. And that way you could do, you know, whatever things you want to do. You kind of like a bucket list of ideas. Plus, you seem like the type of person that's keeping up your physical activity and everything, because I think it's an older person. We all have to keep moving and keep on doing what we can do to keep, you know, take care of ourselves. But I was just thinking that might be, you know, kind of help you really decide, you know, because I can understand you're in a hard situation. Do you stay? We can earn more money to help you out in the long run, or is it worth, you know, stepping out in faith? And, you know, either way, you're stepping out on faith, whether you stay or whether you decide to leave, and then, you know, weigh out the benefits. Well, can, you know, and it may be worth the sacrifice to step out on faith and attack, you know, maybe the little extra money you would not have in your pension thing, and yet be able to make it up. And I know how a job, something you like doing, but still getting paid for it, and yet being able to, you know, to do some other things that you'd like to do. So that might be an avenue and something for you to think about.
Well, thank you for that. I do have a lot of projects that I do like to do on my own, and I was working on them in my month and a half off. So, but they have nothing to do with making money.
But you know, you never know, you know, with your talents and skills you have, it might, I mean, I know that you're a spirit-filled person. I can just tell it in your voice, and you desire for God to be used by you, and you never know. It's kind of like if you've, you know, if you've imaged it in your heart, and you know, it's maybe something that God will bring to, you know, bring God will bring into, you know, you never know. It might even become something that you could make money with. Either way, you know, like I said, when you use your, when you allow God to use your talents, everything you have for Him, then He blesses, whether it's a monetary way or a non-monetary way. God, you know, God blesses our work.
Gosh. Yes, He does.
Thank you. Thank you, Candy.
Yeah, thanks, Candy. I want to ask,
since we're having, and this is a recurring deal, we had somebody new last week. I don't know about the week before that. The week before that, there was one person besides the three of you who are usually here. Patricia Allen from Oklahoma is often here. And there was one other person that I didn't know. Is this valuable? I mean, do we need to...
It's valuable to me. It's very valuable to me to stay connected to people who do coding. I'm the only one I know who does this, so it's important to me.
I think it's valuable. You know, I like it because, you know, I know that when I come on the call, I'm going to be a Patricia and maybe only a couple of us, you know, on the call, but I think it's valuable, and I am, because Kay and I are about an hour and a half from each other, and yet we've never met, but I feel like we're still, you know, friends. But sometimes I feel like I'm in, you know, kind of like dying when coding in Kansas, you know, Clearwater, Wichita area and stuff like that. But then I remind myself, you know, hey, as believers, I'm not the only believer, and I know there's other people doing the healing codes, you know, across the country and everything. And like I said, I know that the ones that are on this call are Bible-believing people, and you're serving the Lord, and, you know, that's what we're all, and I think I would, you know, the healing coach is something that, it's, I mean, whether you do the healing coach 1-2 or the trilogy, I think it takes people, you know, it's, I mean, I kind of first thought it was something, you know, it's kind of like, it took off with the kind of really sink into me until Alex came out with it, and, you know, when Alex came out with the, you know, the book we had, or the notebook, whatever kind of thing, and then it really made, I mean, when I first received it, I don't know about Kay, but when we're first doing this, you know, it's like a couple of sheets of paper, and I think Tom Costello was supposed to be my coach at the time, and I think, wow, what kind of, you know, I think he was trying to figure, where is Candy coming from, and, you know, that's kind of, and I even took it to one of my bosses at work, and he thought it was completely, you know, kind of like helter-skelter, he doing it, you know, but then, you know, and I just, well, I thought, okay, there's got to be something more to this, and this one's working for Dr. Marie Schreck, and I don't know if she's still doing it or not, but she was one at the time. She had did a lot of personal coaching throughout Dr. Alex Lloyd, and you know, she said it had helped her, and I don't know if she's doing, I mean, I am doing the codes or not, or even listening to any of the archives. But as, you know, as Alex, I guess of meeting Alex and, you know, and meeting Ben, and, you know, for me, with Dr. Ben, I think what really struck a note with me, and as I've had the opportunity to minister to a lot of people, is I really begin to understand more and more is how I think a lot, I agree with Ben, and I feel like he has, any man that has 3 degrees and had the immune clinic in Atlanta, Georgia, and, I mean, he said, people, you know, I think, I can't remember the stats, but if I might on this, I think it was 99% of people that he was seeing that had a major health issue were dealing with, you know, an unforgiveness issue. And, you know, as I deal in my life, as I hear stories that come across our networks, you know, the shootings and stuff that should not be happening and on and on and on, you know, it really makes me think, you know, I'm really coming to believe that I'm not even sure. I mean, I think at this point it may be even 100% of a person's health issues or whatever issues they're going through could, you know, could very well be number one thing is an unforgiveness issue. And I'm telling people from what I'm seeing, I just believe it's, I mean, if I rush to my own life from what I have been through, you know, we have no matter where we're at, we have lots of conversations with people, whatever, and it's, you know, so many situations we come through in life where, you know, it's just something might happen, or, you know, a person did something to us, or they did something, or we did something to them, and, you know, we truly have to have an, you know, unforgiving. I mean, I try to walk 100% of my day, not that I always do it, in, you know, in a having forgiveness towards other people and praying that they have a, if I've done something to them, that they have an, unforgiveness, if they will, you know, have a forgiving heart towards me. And that's just what I'm seeing in, you know, like I said, in, you know, my walk of life with Christians, with, you know, and most laboring as Christians, as people of all different, you know, walks of life and faiths and beliefs, and people that are coming to our assisted living facilities, you know, full-time, and people that need full-time care, and me, although they have a multitude of other issues, and just people that I, you know, work with. I just, like I said, I really firmly believe that if we could just, you know, I just try to walk in my life in forgiveness and try to get that to other people, to be, you know, be loving, be kind, be forgiving, you know, of other people. Because we all make mistakes, and we wouldn't be here, you know, absolutely, none of us would be here if we were perfect. So that's just, you know, how I see life, is trying to, you know, to live the life as believers that God has called us to live, and that's to be faithful and to honor Him. And if we're doing that, you know, lives are going to be changed through the life that we live in Christ.
Thank you, Candy. I wonder if you've noticed, like me, that you don't react so strongly and quickly to what other people perceive as, hurtful things said that should be, you know, that somebody else would say, well, that was hurtful. Why did they say that? Or aren't you afraid about this? Or concerned about that or something else. I find that I am just a lot less concerned, a lot less emotionally reactive to things that happen in my circumstances than I have been. And as a matter of fact, it frustrates people around me sometimes that I, because I just can't get upset about things like some people think I should, I guess.
Have you noticed
anything like that?
Yes, I have. And one thing that came to my mind, and kind of in a frustration way, but then I thought, okay, God, I need to be praying instead, and really be praying and holding it up, is the, you know, the, of course, we would never know the whole situation behind Jeffrey Epstein, you know, and that whole situation there. But the thing that really keeps crossing my mind is, not only in that situation, but the shootings and stuff, is the value of life is taken so for granted in this country. And I don't, you know, I just pray as believers that we can teach these young people from birth to 102 or whatever that, you know, life has value to it, and not to take it for granted. You know, my heart just, I mean, bleeds for the amount of suicides, people that are, you know, kids that are being shot, adults, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of situation you're in, you kind of have to, you know, take notice of where you're around. But, you know, just the value of life in the United States is, it's, you know, people are just not taking it for granted. And that's one thing that really concerns me as believers. We need to be reaching out and doing, you know, praying about it and living a life that we can, you know, encourage people that, you know, there is life. There is, you know, life is worth living, and you know, God created you in His image, and you've got a job to do. But, you know, that's just one of my concerns in life.
I hope you'll excuse me if this sounds political in any way, but it's not political. But since the 1960s, when we began to use, when we began to, as a nation, sanction abortion, it's when I think we fell apart.
I agree.
And I think that we've taught, if it's okay and acceptable to do away with a life in that kind of circumstance, then what difference does it make if we do away with a life that's, you know, past that gestation period, you know, that's already born or that is old or that is in the way or that is, you know, made me angry or hurt my feelings or didn't notice me or, you know, whatever all the reasons are. I think we've allowed ourselves to teach ourselves that life is not sacred, and we're reaping the benefit of that. I think we're reaping the harvest of that sowed seed. So that's my belief about that. I think I've seen a real change in us from that time.
No, you're correct on that.
Can I ask this question? Do either of you tune in regularly to any other of the Healing Codes programs or anything else? Do you get with Healing Codes people regularly on any of the other programs or on the website?
I occasionally, only very occasionally, am able to do the Wednesday call. I did it a few weeks ago, and I got a code from Johanna. Mm-hmm. But I'm working during, and that was during my time off, my weeks off from work. But usually I'm at work, and I don't usually do it then. I'm not on any other calls. I think that's the only call now, because I think they did away with the Thursday afternoon, from what I gather.
Yes, we did. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just having, you know, a couple, three people on Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. And we were running out of coaches. Our coaches were dwindling for one reason or another that we're able to do these calls. So we do them. We volunteer for them. We're not paid for this. So it's, so we don't want to be doing it if it's not valuable. If it is valuable, we do want to be doing it. So that's
of course.
I'm trying to.
You know, I so strongly believe in the healing codes, and I have so deeply felt the effects and the progress I've made over the years that I wish there was a way to promote them better. I always felt that if people knew that this existed, and you know, if the whole country did these things, the whole world, it would be such a better place.
Yeah.
And I just think it hasn't been promoted the way that it is valuable. I mean, in accordance with the value it has.
Well, I believe that's true.
Yeah.
But I know it's really hard. I haven't been very effective with promoting it either. So, you know.
Well, how would you?
Yeah,
how would
exactly.
I? Let's say I wanted to volunteer on a voluntary basis at some point, do something, and that would be my avocation, you know, let's say something I felt strongly about. What would I even do? I guess.
Well, some of the things I've done is work at, I worked at the jail, and I worked at women's
Well, you're
ministries,
a coach.
Deal where I've, you know, where I've helped people learn how to do the codes, and you could, you know, you could do that from Trilogy because it's free and it's all right there. But,
well, Trilogy is okay, but my heart is with the Healing Codes, the original package.
Yeah.
I'll have to tell you the truth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm not a coach, as you know, but
mm-hmm.
I have some skills at the computer. And I don't know. I'm going to meditate on this. I'm not making any promises whatsoever. I'm just saying it's such a valuable thing that I think. And now I feel very bad to know that there's even fewer and fewer coaches doing it. You're telling me.
Well,
in addition
I don't
to
mean
the
that.
Cult?
I mean there.
Yeah.
I don't mean that there are fewer coaches doing the healing codes. There are fewer
okay.
coaches willing to do this call.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So you know, if some of them get too busy and it just you know doesn't work into their schedule or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, I've seen voluntary things over the years in different organizations, and people do. I mean, their lives change, their energy shifts, and they want to do something else. And that's
well, we've been doing this for quite a long time. I've got schedules
that.
Here from
before I was on it. That's for sure. I joined in, I think, 2013.
Yeah,
I know you were
you know, and Tom was doing.
Then.
Tom was doing them in the evening, and then the rest of us were doing them in the day, and then
yeah.
And then Tom and Marianne, of course, were no longer doing it. So then we picked up the evening, and then so anyway, it's just been one of those things that keeps moving. But I wanted your input to that because it's kind of hard to make yourself get excited about it when I don't like talking to you two people, but it. But how you are. You'd like to be, and I was glad that Taya sent me these two questions that had come in her, so or to the info line or however they got here.
Yeah.
So she sent those along, so that was helpful.
Of course. I just want to let you know, I wasn't on the call a couple of Thursdays ago. I was in California at a cousin's wedding, so I did miss one recently. And over the months and years, I've missed some, too. It doesn't mean that I don't find them valuable. It's usually when something special comes up and I can't make it.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay, well, how about let's code together again. What would you like to be the focus of this code? Clarity and what we have coming before us? How would that
yeah,
be?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
What about
let's
you, Candy?
That sounds good. That sounds a
okay.
Good
I'm gonna mute you guys again, and then
you won't
have to worry about me hearing you if you're doing something or something falls or somebody needs your attention or whatever. Okay, so let's just say together that we ask that during this code that we will the energy pathways will be open, that images and beliefs and cellular memories will be found and opened and healed that are related to or in the way of us having clarity about what is before us and if we need to make changes in our life or we need to make decisions. We ask for clarity in those decisions and we ask for peace in our hearts that we might really rest in you and in Father God. So we ask that those things be found and opened and healed and infused by infusing our hearts and souls and cells with the love and light and life of God. So let's just begin with the tapping. Inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, under the eye, upper lip, lower lip, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot, 9G, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over to down left, up and over to down right. Hum, we left the humming out early, didn't we? And count, 23, 24, 25, 26, and hum. Okay, I left out the humming and the counting last time, I just realized. Okay, coding, both hands bridge. Both hands Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Left hand, base of the skull, right hand, forehead. Switch. Both hands low belly. Okay, base of the torso. Both hands are going to move up the midline through open and balanced energy centers and ask that this river of energy filled with the love and light and life of God will flow freely and abundantly. And we'll reach our heart and soul and cells and up and over top of our head to the base of the skull. Start again at the base of the torso. Up, go slowly this time and notice if you need to stop along the way. Up and over. Here's Cisco. And one more time from the base of the torso, smoothly and lightly, all the way up and over. Okay. Relax. When I do that first thing in the morning, I feel taller. After I do that, river, that last portion, I feel like it stretches my spine out. I don't know why that is. Okay, I'm going to open the line. So let's all say goodnight, and we'll call it good. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much, Kay and Candy, for your contributions as well. I'm so, so grateful for this call. God bless you both.
God bless you both, too. And Kay, I was going to say, I enjoy the cutting edge calls that Alex does on Wednesdays.
Uh-huh. Okay,
good. I know he puts a lot of work into those, and I pray that people are, they're tuning into those. But those are really, I think that's a very valuable asset that goes along with the a lot of the healing codes material that we have. I think that's a wonderful, because he doesn't have to, he doesn't have to do any of that, and yet he does, week by week. And I just think that's a valuable resource and everything. So it means a lot to me, and not only that, and these calls and everything. So
thank you, Candy. I appreciate that.
And Candy,
I appreciate the reminder of that, Candy, as well. I could try and at least listen to that portion during the workday. Could do at least that, if I don't call in to get a code.
It's archived also.
That's true, too.
Yeah, I know usually about 3 minutes, so it's not like an online, so it goes, like I said, it's usually, 30 to 45 minutes, but usually, it's just, like I said, you enjoy those, Patricia.
Yeah, thanks. And also, Kay, thanks for the reminder to do that very short trilogy in the morning on getting, I can do that, even if it's a few minutes.
Yeah.
I have flex time with my job. It's fine. I can do it.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, everyone.
All the best. Good night. Thanks.
Good night.
Night, night. Okay.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.